public hearing is subdivision number 2010-1, Barbara Ann Manship.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 7.29 acres into three lots. I'll refer to as strip lots since they front along public roads. Located west of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, 170 feet south of Neptune Road, being Road 251. Gentlemen, I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments, since this is the property owner had maxed out as far as the number of strip lots they could create, so they had to come forward with an application to create any more lots.
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter of no objection from DelDOT on May the 11th of 2009. Parcel A would have a single access, and parcels B and C would have a combined access to Route 30. That's all we have in the file.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application? Ma'am, if you would come up, please, and give us your name.
Barbara Manship.
You've heard what our director read into the record in regard to your application. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
We had all the surveying done and the septic perk tests all done and everything before I realized or was told that I could not sell any more lots, possibly one.
All right, then. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll direct my first question to Mr. Lank, and that is, do we, given that these are basically strip lots, do we require the septic feasibility studies to be on file?
We might not have it in the file, but Mrs. Manship has had the perk test performed before she realized that she needed to go back to the public hearing to do these additional lots.
But should she submit those to the...
Doesn't have to. She had the perk test, but
okay.
I don't know if she has them whether or not now, but
yes.
She can tell us that whether they were passed or not.
And you have copies.
And we have copies. I don't have the file. She can cut it.
I don't have a copy of it, Mark.
And Mrs. Manship, your intent is to develop these as residential lots, or to sell them off as residential lots?
Yes. We have a small farm, and on that particular side of the road, it's on the northeast and west, and on the west side of the road, there's only that 7 acres left in the field. And
I see these are all in approximate 2 acre size, so they're comparable to the other lots that are and homes that are in the area.
Yes, some of those are three.
But in terms of the parcels A, B, and C, is what we're looking at.
A, B, and right. C is 2.05, 1.92, and 1.83.
Right. But what I'm saying is that they're comparable in size to your neighbors.
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2010-1, Barbara Ann Manship? Yes, please come forward and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
My name is Laura West. Mm-hmm. I am one of the neighbors. My brother and I bought a lot, it's a little over an acre. So I think that developing those three lots into single family residence would only improve the neighbors around. And that's all I have to say. Anybody have any questions?
I don't think so. We thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2010-1? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public